Jen Swan Downey is known around Charlottesville for the organic donuts she makes with her husband. But the mother of three was not content to peddle treats from the Carpe Donut truck. Instead, she began writing young adult fiction. An avid reader herself, Downey wanted to celebrate the men and women who staff America's libraries.
I think of librarians as heroes because they do take as part of their reason for being to make sure that information is flowing, any information, regardless of whether they value it or despise the information.
Also a fan of J.K. Rowling's books about Harry Potter and the world of magic, she crafted her own fantasy in which children travel through time by way of Petrarch's library.
It exists in its own special place outside of time. Thousands of libraries that have been destroyed out in the real world have kind of glommed together, and they're connected into kind of a maze, and it opens out to various times, every century where writing exists.
13-year-old David Wiles is an early fan of Downey's first two books, in which the main characters, Dory and Marcus, do their part to battle the forces of evil.
So that people know how to read and write. Because an organization called the Foundation wants to make people not able to read and write and think for themselves.
But this is no preachy tome, no tribute to Thomas Jefferson and the First Amendment. This is a tale of fun and quirky detail. Downey read from the beginning of book two, The Ninja Librarian's Sword in the Stacks.
12-year-old Dory Barnes was on pins and needles and thumbtacks. The thumbtacks were plastic and scattered the length and breadth of Great Aunt Alice's shabby ballroom, where the Barnes family did most of its living and dining and everything elsing. The reason that Dory, coffee can in hand, was crawling among the thumbtacks and occasionally upon them, feeling slightly mocked by their cheerful colors, was that she had a 4-year-old sister who had thought it made perfect sense to create a thumbtack garden beside the sofa, and even more sense to run it over with a vacuum.
As they travel through time, Dory and Marcus meet many famous characters from history. They learn to forage for food, to use historic weapons, and to ride various animals. Downey wrote these books for children between the ages of 10 and 13, although she hopes people of all ages will enjoy them. And she doesn't shy away from challenging vocabulary and ideas.
I like a little archness in writing, and I trust kids, actually, to enjoy complexity. You know, fresh words and new ways of thinking of things. I think they're a pretty intelligent bunch.
Another intelligent bunch, the nation's librarians have given the book good reviews, and author Jen Swan Downey is pleased to have placed them in the canon of superheroes. No word yet on when part three of the series will be written, but David Wiles is looking forward to it.
Definitely. Can't wait.
I'm Sandy Houseman.